Hawaii's state government is facing a budget shortfall of at least $1 billion due to the pandemic lockdown and declining tax revenue. The legislature adjourned in March to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but leaders in the state House and Senate announced yesterday that they will return to the Capitol to address the funding gap. With no tourists and drastically curtailed consumer spending, Senate President Ron Cochi says receipts from the state's hotel and general excise taxes have declined. The state also postponed the deadline to file income taxes to help struggling residents.
So in the near term, those are some of the most significant impacts, and they are the biggest revenue generators that we have.
The state constitution requires a balanced budget, and lawmakers are now staring at a $1 billion hole, roughly 6% of total spending. There are a number of options for plugging that hole. Lawmakers could eliminate vacant government staff positions or redirect unspent funds. Speaker Scott Sike says they will also consider two options for borrowing the funds, either through a federal loan program or by issuing state bonds.
There's going to be various tools that the money committees are going to want to advance to give the governor options to address the shortfall.
Beyond finding the money is the problem of how to get 76 lawmakers from all corners of the state to the Capitol and back home without spreading the virus. Psyche says lawmakers and staff will receive a symptom check each day when entering the Capitol. Neighbor island legislators will be checked before flying to Honolulu.
They go through a temperature check at their airport on their island. And then when they arrive here and enter the state Capitol building, they'll undergo another temperature check.
Psyche says they may enlist the Hawaii National Guard to carry out those checks. There will also be social distancing measures in place within the Capitol to limit close contact. Symptom checks are not a definitive indicator of infection. There are no plans to give lawmakers the more conclusive lab test for COVID-19. Senate President Cochi says that's due in part to concerns about equity.
If we were looking at testing the members, then I need to be sure that every one of my employees, the speaker's employees, could be tested as well. We need to be sure that there's no special treatment afforded to the legislators.
Separately, State Attorney General Claire Connors said that lawmakers will be allowed to travel for their essential duties, but they'll be required to quarantine at their residence or hotel on Oahu when not at the Capitol. A spokesperson for the governor confirmed that, but added that neighbor island legislators will not have to quarantine when they return home. Lawmakers are back in session on Monday and plan to work for 6 to 10 days. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.